We all know the three little pigs story. One lazy pig made his house of straw. Another lazy pig made his of sticks. And the third pig made his of sturdy, sturdy bricks. That little pig sure was industrious, but his brick house is doing no favors to our environment. Cement making creates 2 billion tons of CO2 emissions a year. That's more than those created by airplanes and ships combined. Today's guest has done more research into a more environmentally friendly kind of brick for little pigs and for us. Sikan Akpan from Science Scope on PBS NewsHour. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, so this idea comes from bacteria that you can find in caves where they make limestone. So to make regular cement, manufacturers heat limestone, which is also known as the chemical called calcium carbonate, to super high temperatures. You know, we're talking up to 2,800 degrees Fahrenheit. The calcium carbonate breaks down into a powder that gets shipped to construction sites. You mix that powder with water, with rocks and sand, and the calcium carbonate comes back and it binds that rock and sand together to make concrete, and concrete, you know, holds up the world. That would all be fine and dandy, except the fossil fuels burned plus the chemical reaction of heating the limestone releases the carbon dioxide, as you said, to the tune of 2 billion tons per year. And despite what you may have heard, as far as we know, CO2 still causes global warming, so that's a problem. Biomason kind of cuts out the middle steps. You know, the bacteria replace the cement powder to make calcium carbonate that binds everything together without burning the fossil fuels or releasing the CO2.
So how did they get the idea to grow the cement with bacteria?
So as a child, Biomason's CEO, Ginger Krieg Dozier, she was fascinated with seashells and corals and how they're made. And so that tough stuff in seashells and corals is calcium carbonate. It's the same stuff in limestone. And a lot of marine organisms make it. So corals, seashells, sea stars, sand dollars, they all make it. They all naturally produce calcium carbonate, normally in shells or in their exoskeletons to protect themselves. So as a young architect, she was looking for a natural way to produce building materials, and she returned to this idea of calcium carbonate, or she returned to this idea of seashells, and that led her to trying to find a way to make calcium carbonate.
So I noticed on in your video you have a picture of teeth. So I'm wondering, is this the same, like when you go to the dentist and it's like they have to, is that the same, like the way bacteria builds up on your teeth? Could I build something with that stuff?
Because that stuff is super, it can be super hard, yeah.
No, so calcium carbonate and calcium are in your teeth. Actually, the bacteria in your mouth work to break down the calcium in your teeth. So you don't want to use oral bacteria to build your house.
Okay.
That's too bad. We thought we could repurpose, or at least I'm speaking for myself. I thought I could repurpose some things, although it would take a lot of that to help my house.
You can still try. I mean, maybe you could create a competitor for Biomason.
Exactly. We're just going to need to bring everybody in for their teeth. So obviously this creates, there's a whole process that goes into creating this alternative to concrete. Is it, is there any differences in kind of how the longevity of the final product, how sturdy it is, how strong it is?
So right now they're doing some preliminary field testing. Actually, they have a courtyard out in San Francisco where you guys are based. And they do internal testing at the facility to try to meet the industry standards for cement in general. In terms of longevity, it should last just as long as regular cement. I mean, you're essentially creating calcium carbonate, which is in regular cement.
Got it.
In terms of timeline, it takes 3 to 4 days for the bacteria and the sand and all of it to solidify, which they said is sort of around the same timeline as regular cement, or like sort of producing regular cement or concrete. And then in terms of cost, it's kind of hard to compare because the starting materials are very different, but they're aiming for parity with regular concrete or regular cement.
Whoa. So the bacteria, once it becomes a brick in your house, the bacteria is dead. Like we're not talking about stuff you can't touch or you get sick, right?
Yeah, no, that's actually the cool part of this project. So it's a soil microbe of the variety Bacillus. It doesn't cause disease. And, you know, we're not talking about synthetic biology. It's not genetically modified. It's Their process is closer to beer brewing. They found the right conditions to get the bacteria to spew out tons and tons of calcium carbonate. So you won't get sick from touching these bricks.
Okay. Good to know. So you said it's only one company, and they're in North Carolina, but it sounds like they're trying this out in San Francisco. They have a patio that they built in 2015. What are they sort of waiting for? Why haven't we seen this everywhere?
Well, so they're testing walls. I mean, they've basically been doing all the safety checks to make sure that the bricks last for as long as regular bricks. And this year they're going to be rolling out some bricks in structures. That's about it.
Well, you guys got to watch the video at PBS NewsHour. It's really interesting. A lot of detail on how bacteria can make a patio.
Well, we're about to make a patio at our house, so maybe we'll enlist the work of bacteria.
Well, you could try to just spit on the ground and see.
That's true.
Start with spitting on the ground and then see what happens.
Okay, all right.
I think that's going to work.
That'll be the next episode of the science.
No one wants to come over to my house if that's how we built our patio.
I don't. Thank you so much for joining us again. Sikhan Apkpan is the digital science producer for the PBS NewsHour, and he is Mon Science on Twitter. Thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.